Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam, a klal Samach Zayin. We're learning Simon Yud Beis. We introduced the concept of kafir al tzedaka. That the child is mechuyav to support the parents, and Beis Din can actually enforce this based on the rule of kfiya. We can force a person to do the mitzvah of tzedaka when the parent doesn't have what to eat. So there's a mitzvah of tzedaka of osalitin tzedaka loni acher. The aviv kaidam l'chol adam. Person can't say, well, I'll give my tzedakah money to other individuals. In the list of priorities, in the hierarchy of precedence, the father is the first one. So supporting the parents, the father and the mother, takes precedence over any other tzedakah obligation that the person has. Now, v'miyadu maseges, then the Chayyadim takes it a step further and he says, let's say the child is wealthy enough that there's no need for the child to use tzedakah money to support the parent. He can afford to support the parent from his own money without using tzedakah money for that. There is an element of bizoyin in a certain sense. Here's the wealthy child. Remember, the child has no chiyuv. The mitzvah kibud av v'em is to serve the physical service of the child to the parent. But the actual items that he's serving with, the financial obligation, is not the child's. Now we're talking about a case where the parent doesn't have what to give, to eat, etc. The child has a mitzvah to serve the parent, and the child can afford to easily lay out the money for the parent's needs. So in that situation, the Chayyadim says one may not use tzedakah money because there's the elements of a bizoyin. To say that the parent should be supported from tzedakah money when the child can afford to support the parent otherwise. So even though we said that the mitzvah of kibud av v'em, it's not the financial obligation of the child, but that the child should be mavaz of the parent, as it were, and say, I don't feel that you're worthy of me giving you money. That's element of bizoyin to the parents. That's usur, and that would require a financial outlay if necessary. By not laying out the money, he's being mavaz of the parent, and by laying out the money, he's not being mavaz of the parent. He cannot choose to be mavaz of the parent by refusing to lay out the money. He gets a klala. Shemavaza aviv, that's a form of bizoyin to the father. Let's say the child can he afford to support the father easily from his own money. The child does not even have the stock of money to support the parent. The child himself is an ani. So ein tzarich lachzor al psochim lachilu. So he should go. Maybe we should argue he should go knock on doors to get the money necessary to support the parents. That's not the chiyuv. That's not the chiyuv of the child. But now the Chayyadim qualifies this and he says the following. So the child is not mechuyav to knock on the doors to raise the money for the support of the parent. Avodas mixes poiskim the dafka b'kshein lo klal. That's only a case where the child has no money at all. Ein tzarich lachzor al psochim litin la'aviv. Avokol ma sheyesh loy tzarich litin la'aviv afa bishi tzarich lachzor al psochim. But if the child has something, he's mechuyev to share that with the parent. When the parent does not have what to live on, the child is mechuyev to share what he does have with the parent, even though the result of that will be that the child will now need to accept tzedakah himself. Okay. Now, going back to that is one opinion. But going back to over here, that's no doubt that the child is mechuyev to be mechaber the parent when there's no financial cost to himself. Im yesh leben pernosos lo yom af mish al yode ze botel mi malach to be tzarich lemokro lachsha lepsachim. Right now, he is what the child is what to live on. He wants to work today to have money for down the road. If he takes off from work and takes care of the parent, he won't lose the money that he has now, but that money which he wants to produce, to be able to provide for himself down the road, he's not going to be able to do, and then he will end up becoming needy himself, and he will need to ask for tzedakah. So in that situation, Chayyim says everybody agrees, since he has what to live on right now, so his mitzvah kibud avim says that he's mechuyev to interrupt what he's doing to make money for the future, and use the time for kibud avim, even though it'll be a groma that down the road he will need to ask for tzedakah. But right now he's available. Right now he's not taking any loss right now. So now he has the mitzvah, and what will happen down the road, we'll deal with down the road. Okay, let's hold it here. Meanwhile, have a good day.